I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Love, Loss, and What I Wore is a play by Nora and Delia Ephron based on a book by Eileen Beckerman regarding the connection between clothes and female identity. It features a cast of women who each portray multiple characters through a series of 28 monologues. In the Very Little Theater's stage left production of the play in Eugene, which runs from December 4th through 13th, two of those women will be Kim Fairbairn and Storm Kennedy, who join me in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
What are some of the connecting threads that begin to develop between those monologues?
Well, between those monologues, we are connected by Gingy, who is actually Eileen Beckerman. It is Eileen Beckerman's story. And it's about Eileen's clothing and what her clothing meant to her and in different times of her life. So it's really a true story about one woman with all these other women's monologues interjected in between. Like Eileen tells a story about her grandmother's bra that one time she saw it when she was a little girl. It was so huge and it scared her to death. And then we all go, the five of us go off into our own stories about bras.
So this is a very personal thing in some ways, but it's also universal as well. That's the power of a good story. So where are the universal touchstones for you in terms of this story?
Well, I know that my final monologue is about a woman and her experience with cancer. And I too am a cancer survivor. So even when we were rehearsing that one, it was just heartbreaking and wonderful and glorious to talk about such an important experience in my life. And I know there will be a lot of people in the audience who've had the same experience.
I have to say thanks to our director, Lee Matthews Bach. She really pulls it out of us. I mean, these aren't our stories, but she shows us how we can find ourselves in each one of these stories, even if it didn't happen to us. Everyone sitting in the audience, men included, Eric, will relate.
I was going to ask about men's relationship to this play, because men too have a relationship between clothes and identity. Can you say a little more specifically if there's a lesson in there for those of us?
Oh, absolutely. You're going to be leaving that theater hand in hand with the woman you came with and be so thankful for her and understand her a little bit more.
I would agree.
As actresses, this must be very different to, instead of inhabit deeply one character, inhabit several characters in sequence. How do you prepare for that?
Lee was very good at assigning the different parts she wanted us to have. I think she was very intuitive. Yeah. It seems that each woman's piece that they perform is just so suited to them.
She also has a great soundtrack. In and out of each monologue, there's a different song, and it gives you time to just take. I found myself last night at rehearsal just taking a big, deep breath and going, okay, I'm going from Rosie into Eve. And then after Eve, I was, okay, Eve into a clothesline. And our clotheslines are different characters as well. Each line is a little bit different.
Tell me what you mean a little bit more by clotheslines.
Clotheslines are one-liners that each actress has. So there's six of us, right? We each have one line. And it's all about, let's say, what your mother said. So this is one of my favorite clotheslines, what your mother said. So here we go. Don't wear stripes and prints together.
Loafers ruin your feet.
Stop tugging at your crotch, Samantha.
If you wear a girdle, you will destroy your stomach muscles.
Always wear clean underpants in case you die in a car accident.
You never wear that dress. Do you know how much I paid for it?
Never buy a red coat.
I saw your friend Stephanie at the mall. Is she wearing that blouse I bought for you?
Go right back upstairs and take that off.
Nice Jewish girls do not get their ears pierced.
You'd be so pretty if you
lost weight,
gained weight,
didn't make faces,
fixed your hair,
cut your hair,
combed your hair,
washed your hair,
kept your hair out of your eyes,
stood up straight,
ate fruit,
put on a little lipstick,
took off all that makeup.
Oh, honey, you look so beautiful.
Just looking at you, I'm gonna cry.
My little baby is all grown up.
You are so pretty.
Do you know how pretty you are?
You're pretty enough for all normal purposes. So that gives you a little sample of the clotheslines. And there's one about the bra and one about colors of clothing.
And there's more than two of us, you know, interjecting in and out. And it brings a lot of life and color and character.
Is there anything that this play has changed for you in terms of how you see yourself in your clothes and identity when you go home now?
For me, it most certainly has. When I choose clothing, I always tend to pick something that is comfortable and just makes me feel at peace.
After doing this play, I love looking in my closet and seeing how I feel for the day and how I want to feel for the day. And I know what I put on is going to help me with how I feel for that day.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studios today.
You bet. Thank you,
thank
Eric.
You.
Kim Fairbairn and Storm Kennedy, two of the actresses who star in Very Little Theater's stage-left production of Nora and Delia Ephron's Love, Loss, and What I Wore, based on the book by Eileen Beckerman. The play is directed by Lee Matthews Bach. It runs in Eugene from Friday, December 4th through Sunday, December 13th. Tickets and more information at thevlt.com. For KLCC, I'm the casually dressed Eric Allen.